From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. An investigation is underway at the State Department after three contract workers looked into the passport file of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Two contractors were fired, the third was disciplined. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department officials say they're trying to determine whether the three had political motives for accessing Obama's computer file. But at this point, spokesman Sean McCormick says it appears to be nothing other than, as he put it, imprudent curiosity. Undersecretary of State for Management Pat Kennedy says those who supervised the contractors took immediate action when they were alerted on separate occasions in January, February, and March. But he says they failed to send the information up the chain at the department, so he didn't know until yesterday. He says he spoke to Obama staffers and will meet with them again today. Kennedy says he has no indication that the contractors passed any information on to anyone else or broke any laws. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is expected to endorse Barack Obama for president today. His support has been sought by Obama and Hillary Clinton since he dropped out of the race earlier this year. His name has come up as a potential running mate for either candidate. Richardson is Hispanic and a superdelegate. He served in the Bill Clinton administration as United Nations Ambassador and Energy Secretary. He's expected to announce his support at an appearance with Obama in Portland, Oregon this afternoon. Wall Street investment firms are taking advantage of the Federal Reserve's offer of emergency loan funds. It's part of a major effort by the central bank to stabilize the financial markets. We hear more from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
This is the Federal Reserve's first extension of credit to non-banks since the Great Depression. According to the Fed, the daily lending average was $13.4 billion for the week, which ended on Wednesday. The firms which made use of the funds include Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley. Last Sunday, the Fed announced it would allow big investment houses to get emergency loans directly from the central bank. The mechanism is similar to the one used by commercial banks. Both groups are paying a 2.5% overnight interest rate. In another move aimed at stabilizing financial markets, the Fed said it had expanded what collateral it would accept for its auction of treasuries next week. It will allow bundled mortgage debt and securities linked to commercial real estate loans. Many of those debts are linked to the subprime mortgage crisis. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Dozens of volunteers filled sandbags in Fenton, Missouri yesterday to protect downtown businesses from the Merrimack River. The Merrimack is one of several rivers in the Midwest that's expected to crest this weekend. Authorities say at least 16 people have died in floods in the Midwest this week. This is NPR News from Washington. Verizon and AT&T got most of the wireless spectrum recently auctioned off by the Federal Communications Commission, but the government failed to find a partner for a wireless network that would be shared by police and firefighters during an emergency. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The government put up for sale wireless spectrum that will be freed up in 2009 when television goes digital. Most of the spectrum up for auction was gobbled up by big players Verizon and AT&T. Consumer groups are unhappy with the auction because most of the spectrum went to big existing companies. They had hoped that the auction might bring a new player and more competition into the wireless market. But one section of the network required whoever purchased it to make a deal with emergency responders to make the spectrum available to them during a crisis. Communications between emergency responders was a problem during 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. But no company bid enough to meet the minimum price requirement. The FCC now says it is going to investigate why they were unable to find a purchaser. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Astronauts wrapped up another spacewalk outside Space Shuttle Endeavour last night. Astronaut Rick Linehan said it went really, really well. He was overseeing the operation from inside the shuttle. During the six-hour spacewalk, two astronauts tested a procedure to repair the heat shields on the shuttle fleet. It's part of a plan to improve shuttle safety. It was heat shield failure that caused Space Shuttle Columbia to fall apart while returning to Earth 5 years ago. This was the fourth of five spacewalks planned during Endeavour's 12-day mission to the International Space Station. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.